On average, every kid in America sits in class without their regular teacher, so much so that by the end of high school, it adds up to almost 1 year with someone else leading the classroom. What happens, though, if there aren't enough substitute teachers? Hundreds of districts in Pennsylvania have turned to private staffing companies to solve a chronic substitute teacher drought. But as WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports, they can't fix a broken pipeline.
Substitute teachers have a lax reputation. They're to maintain order, give out a worksheet, or if you're lucky, put on a movie to pass the time. But they're also critical for keeping kids from falling behind, says Nikki Bordeaux, Director of Professional Development for the Delaware County Intermediate Unit, which oversees all districts in the county.
Especially with the demands on state testing and expectations now, you can't waste a day.
That means making measurable progress, even when a teacher is out sick. But there's a problem. Pennsylvania is in the midst of an extreme teacher shortage. Fewer than half the number of people who were graduating from teacher training programs a few years ago are choosing that profession now. Jim Buckhite is the president of the Pennsylvania Association of School Administrators.
What is occurring is this huge, relatively new service has emerged across the state where companies now provide the service of providing substitute teachers.
WHYY looked at a sample of 21 districts in southeastern Pennsylvania that use one of the two biggest staffing agencies, Source for Teachers and the Substitute Teacher Service. Last year, only about a quarter of those districts were able to place teachers in classrooms 90% of the time or better. Zach Shuck is the director of human resources for Quakertown area schools, where subplacements got worse by 10% after switching to Source for Teachers.
I've spoken to many districts and other HR directors, and we really haven't seen a strong correlation, whether it's in-house or third party. Everyone has been struggling.
Districts that did share historical data showed a real mixed bag. Some got a little better, some worse, and some stayed about the same. None showed dramatic improvement. Most districts, even the ones still struggling to find subs, do stick with outsourcing, citing cost savings on things like pensions and health care. Using the private companies also makes it easier for retired teachers, whose pensions can bar them from working as subs, to fill in. When no fill-ins are available, an administrator has to step up, or another classroom teacher may lead two classes at once in a gym or cafeteria. In other words, no one has figured out how to fill this void. As a temporary fix, districts and private companies are leaning on something called emergency certification programs. They're pretty much exactly what they sound like, a sped-up training program to get temporary subs certified when more qualified candidates just aren't available.
So let me just tell you a little bit about the schedule.
Nora Connell is a special education expert who works for Delaware County Schools. It's a weekday morning, and she's helping to lead a training for 13 new emergency substitutes.
The first topic that I'm supposed to cover is child development, and it's supposed to go from 9 to 10:30.
Emergency certification trainings can take a day or two. Otherwise, to be eligible to work as a sub in Pennsylvania, you have to get a teaching degree.
Wow, I've taken about three credit courses on child development. How do I put that into an hour and a half worth of time?
Pennsylvania has offered the credential for more than a decade, and after taking a dip in 2012, the numbers of these certifications shot up in 2015. Last year, the state handed out over 10,000 of them, and anyone with a bachelor's degree can apply. While no one says having less training for substitutes is better, giving people a chance to sample the profession might help solve the root problem: less interest in teaching.
You know, children are my heart.
Pam Reed is getting an emergency cert through the Delaware County program.
And I have three of my own, but I love them all. And that's how I ended up here today. I'm going to give it a shot.
Reed has a big smile and raises her hand a lot during the training. She actually used to teach at a private school before having kids and later becoming a social worker. Now she's excited to feel out working in public schools.
They're going to allow me to go into the classrooms and get to meet the children and then actually determine, is this how I want to finish my career?
Of course, if she does graduate to teaching full-time, that's one less substitute in the pool. I'm Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.